You're listening to WMUK. Like many cities, Kalamazoo has a trust problem. Many minority residents aren't happy with the way they're treated by the city's public safety officers. And many in the department feel the public doesn't give them enough credit. Could changing the largely white male police force into one that's more diverse help bridge that gap? In the last part of our series on the issue, WMUK's Chris Killian reports on differing approaches to building better police-community relationships.
Both the Kalamazoo Department of Public Safety and some residents in minority neighborhoods agree that a lack of trust exists between them. No one disagrees that preventing that gap from getting wider and eventually bridging it will be difficult. Race, class, and differing perceptions of how police do their work are just some of the issues involved. But one thing is clear to Kalamazoo Mayor Bobby Hopewell. The community must be engaged in finding solutions to a community problem.
You have the community help you write that story. So if we're going to have improvements, no matter what, it's sort of like community policing. The reason that we had community policing was for community members to come together with their law enforcement to improve a set of circumstances. Well, we have a set of circumstances here that needs a community policing type approach to it.
Kalamazoo is a majority white city, but minorities make up a sizable portion of the city's population. Black residents represent almost a quarter of the 74,200 residents, Hispanics just over 6%. But the racial breakdown of the public safety department is quite different. 85% of its 210 officers are white, only 27 are female. Michigan law prohibits law enforcement agencies from setting hiring quotas based on race or gender, and the city can't force officers to live in the city they serve, although some say that would go a long way toward building trust. Gary Cordner is a retired professor of criminal justice at Kutztown University in Pennsylvania and a nationally known expert and author of books on effective community policing. Cordner says having a diverse police force can go a long way toward easing the fears some minorities have of law enforcement and can help build relationships.
The risk you run, of course, is that a lot of people living in the community look at the police department and they just don't recognize themselves or people like them in the police. And that makes it a little less likely sometimes that then that they feel trust or confidence in the police. And that's what it's all about, is trust and confidence.
But Cordner says fixing that can be difficult.
Some police departments have been very aggressive in their recruiting so that they get a lot of people of color and a lot of women interested in coming to work for them and build your diversity over time. It's not easy. Police departments all over the country struggle with this to at least some extent.
Johnny Berry is a longtime resident of Kalamazoo's North Side neighborhood. He says when it comes to how an officer is perceived in a minority community, looks can sometimes be everything.
Living on this side of town all my life, I grew up looking at officers that look just like me. I have respect for those men because those men had families in this community. So when you bring in a regime of young white men who's not from our community, who don't know us, don't know nobody, that's not from Kalamazoo, that's why you have it's no trust.
For Mayor Hopewell, diversity is all about a stronger department.
It's important to have more women. I believe the LGBT community should be represented in public safety. And certainly minorities within the public safety department, African Americans, Latinos, all of the mix, because it's going to make us better.
Kalamazoo Public Safety Chief Jeff Hadley says his department gives some preference to residents of the city who apply to become officers. The department is also trying to increase diversity in its ranks while ensuring that those hired are the best for the job. But Hadley admits it's hard to find some minority applicants from the city. Why? Some say there's simply a lack of interest. Others say it's because many minorities don't want to be part of a department they are leery of. Still, Hadley has hired almost 60 new officers since he became Kalamazoo's top cop in 2008. He expects to bring on 20 to 25 more in the next 2 years to replace retiring officers. While institutional knowledge is valuable, Hadley says the new hires let him shape public safety in the community policing image he believes so much in. The department still needs to improve, but it's well on its way, he says.
We also have an opportunity to take a young workforce or a new workforce and change the culture and the thinking and get them operating in a manner in which maintains the public trust and keeps it safe.
Kalamazoo City Commissioner Stephanie Moore says community talks and panel discussions are fine, but what really needs to occur is healing between minority groups who felt harassed and disrespected and public safety officers who often feel misunderstood. Moore says progress is possible if an effort to have an open, honest, consistent dialogue is made.
There has to be real healing in this community. Sessions on healing and understanding. We're not going to always agree, but let's just understand that I'm here and I come from here and I'm just trying to do my job. And I'm here and I'm just trying to survive. And I just want to walk away alive after you do your job.
Chief Jeff Hadley says he's open to having that dialogue. Whether or not that discussion begins is up to the community, as well as city leaders, including Hadley. For WMUK, I'm Chris Killian.
On October 22nd, WMUK will sponsor a public forum to talk about ways to improve ties between Kalamazoo's Public Safety Department and the community. It will start on October 22nd at 7 p.m. in the Van Dusen Room at the main branch of the Kalamazoo Public Library.